Oh, Matthew.
Sorry. Where are we going? I'm going on this side because I got on the other side.
Did you get on the piss last night?
No. I just they were running M1s. M1s had a 1 year train station, so I got an Uber.
Why am I the only one coming in?
Oh,
we've already fucked it up. Good work, guys.
Should we do like a collective handhold?
Are we doing a seance? What's going on? They're summoning spirits.
No, I think we're good. Okay.
What?
Get off. All right, what are we doing?
So we've got a few Reddits. I'm going to read one out. Abby will read one out. Maybe you guys will read one out. And then you just kind of give your opinion or your reaction.
Oh, that sounds pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Alan, are you on board?
I'll try not to laugh.
Okay. All right. Am I the asshole for begging my girlfriend to uphold a sexist tradition just so she can make a good first impression? We have big family dinners every few months where we all meet at my great-grandfather's estate and eat together. Typically, how this works is that the women go cook for the time they're there and the men don't, which I am fully aware is sexist as hell. This dinner will be in 2 weeks and my girlfriend was asked if she would attend. Initially, she said yes, which is great. I want for her to meet everyone and for everyone to get used to her being around. Weird way to phrase that. But when I explained to her the tradition, she was understandably bothered. I told her that I understood where she was coming from. However, it was best for everyone if she just played along. I told her this isn't a permanent thing and that I'm only asking her to do this so that she can avoid bad treatment from the rest of the family. She told me that it's unacceptable and that if she has to do that, she will not be going. She told me that if I think it's acceptable to make her do this, I'm just as bad as everyone else. Am I the asshole?
Can you simplify that?
I think it is sexist.
Jesus.
I think it is sexist.
Stop it.
I think it's sexist, but I also think it doesn't result in the best dinner because statistically the best chefs in the world are men.
Oh my God.
So
Gordon Ramsay,
the guys cook,
Jamie Oliver.
You'll actually have a better dinner.
Nigella Lawson, Betty Crocker,
Julia Child was
Julia
right there.
Child.
Julia Child, one of the most famous cooks in like history.
Well, I'm just saying most Michelin, you know, chefs are blokes. So. I'm just saying.
So what are you trying to say?
I'm just saying it is sexist and it also
results in a poor outcome. And then also following it up with a sexist point.
That's not sexist. That's just I'm saying like a...
Andrew's saying if you come to his Christmas dinner, you need to cook if you're his girlfriend.
No, I'm saying I'll cook because I'll nail it, you know?
Can you cook?
Yeah, really well. So
don't even worry about it. Yeah, I know about your cooking, you fucking ex-convict.
Cooking up drugs.
Anyone else? Matt?
Yeah, still trying to process everything that was said.
It was too long for Matt, the whole story.
I was just like, holy shit. Like,
TLDR, he needed like the 10-second snippet version of that.
She sounds lazy. Mm. Sounds like she doesn't want to learn to cook. Like, how hard is it to learn to cook a cabanossi? It's not that hard.
A cabanossi?
It's very simple.
What's a cabanossi, Alan?
I think it's like a pasta dish and it has chicken in it. But that's not the point. What I'm trying to say is that...
Do you know, like, carbonara?
I don't want to talk to you right now, but I'm just... I just think she could, like, solve... The time it took her to write that fucking essay...
It was, first of all, already the boyfriend who wrote it.
She could have, like, learned to make, you know, ham on tip toast, but... all I'm saying is that, you know, we're all independent people. We all have our own souls and spirituality is all I'm trying to say.
Well said.
Thank you.
What are your thoughts?
Oh, fuck me.
Wow, it's always got a back to the sex.
I was just trying to think of more female chefs.
All right. I think we've explored that one.
Okay. Next one. I said Betty Crocker, she's huge.
Right.
Okay. I found this out a few hours ago and I'm not sure how to deal with this, so any help or advice is appreciated.
You spelled Reddit wrong.
How do you spell Reddit?
How did you spell it?
She spelled it with one D. It's two
Oh my
Ds.
God.
Reddit.
No, anyway, go on. Sorry.
Does that know what it is? Because you're reading it?
It's REDDIT.
Same thing.
Double D's.
Wouldn't know.
For context, we are wearing the same top.
Okay. Back to any help or advice is appreciated. While cleaning the kitchen pantry, I was dusting the top shelf and noticed the clanging of jars up there. So I got out the stepladder and there is 14 jars filled to the brim with diarrhea with sealed lids. The consistency in the jars ranges from brown water to thick black sludge. And the jars are arranged in order from most watery to most vicious. I only know it's diarrhea in the jars because I made the mistake of opening them and the stench is unmistakably the same as what he leaves behind in the bathroom. The smell was so bad I can still feel it burning the back of my throat. I love my husband, but I'm just so lost as to why he would pop poop in jars and keep them sealed. Do I tell him what I found or do I just get rid of them?
Get rid of them, the jars. I'd be getting rid of the husband. What are we talking about here? He's collecting his poops.
So, that's just so fucked up on so many levels.
Yeah. I think it's great. I think.
I mean, there is a market people selling like farts in jars. So maybe this is just this guy's ahead of his time. Maybe
I'd buy this guy's diarrhea, man. And I'd put it. I would go into the bathroom, put his diarrhea into it, and pretend that I had done that.
How much would you pay for a jar of diarrhea shit?
Upwards of 100,000.
Yeah? They're different levels of wateriness.
To, yeah. What? The thing with diarrhea is, right, basically. The waterier, the better. Mm. You want a nice sludge.
That's not watery, though.
Not sludge, but a distillation. I just think you learn so much about people by their poo, and it's like he sounds like a nice guy, and I just want to know more about him and be closer to him. And basically, you think with diarrhea when it's watery, you can like move your hands through it, you can drink it.
Stop, Alex.
Fucking stop.
I want to know, does he shit straight into the jar or is it like into a bucket that he pours into the jars?
Because why would he shit straight into a jar, bucket?
For sure, straight into the jar.
I don't know if you've tried to shit before, but like if it's a small jar.
I don't know if you've tried to shit before.
Not into a jar.
To get into a small jar, that's like you need quite good accuracy that you wouldn't have with diarrhea, right? So there'd be a lot splash area would be quite wide. So you need a funnel.
You want a funnel system.
You need a diarrhea funnel.
Did you write this?
I just think, like, that doesn't matter, but I just think that my life would be improved with jars of shit around me.
What are the odds?
A lot of this content has been quite
rare. Stop!
It's been quite rectally focused.
Sorry.
We've had cockroaches in the ass and I've got diarrhea. I think we need to move to other genital areas of the body.
Yeah. Imagine if that girl from the question before finally started to cook and then she used the jars. She'd think that she'd be the worst cook in the world. Except if I'm eating it, because I love that stuff.
And you're like, this tastes like shit. And you're like, oh, it is.
It is shit.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
This is a fucking train wreck.
Bone broth shit.
Oh, my God. Mm.
No. Okay, you go. Okay. Well,
did you choose these topics yourself?
Yeah.
And
okay, well, we've gone from
this is a part another follow up from that. Do you want the follow up?
Is it more
on the diarrhea? Yeah. I definitely want a follow up. I definitely want a follow up.
Just real quick, you've gone from spelling Reddit wrong with 1D to now spelling it refit.
Yeah.
So we're going further downhill. Go on, please.
I posted about my husband's secret diarrhea jars and it went viral. The post has since been deleted, but there are YouTubes and TikToks about it everywhere. I just wanted to give you all an update. Hello.
Sorry. You're a bit too excited about the diary.
Yes, we divorced.
Oh!
I was left with nothing but what was left of my dignity and have moved in with my family and am enjoying spending time with my niece. I've been in therapy a lot since finding what I found. My ex-husband has had a mental breakdown and I've been exploring avenues on how to get my house back under my name. From what I can gather from my ex-in-laws, he was collecting and selling his diarrhea online, which is the most insane theory I didn't even think of. Apparently there's a market on the dark web and he made a lot of money doing it. Anyway, not the most exciting update, but an update nonetheless. I'm sorry the website address wasn't there, Alan, for you.
Well, I just want to... he already knows it.
I just want to say I'm a big fan of his, first of all. And second of all, you never use the MasterCard when you're selling your shit online. Cash, cash, cash.
She found the jars. It wasn't through a credit card trail.
Oh, right.
So what happened to the jars that were left in the house is my question.
Alan's
who got them in the separation?
I'll just call her.
Do they have to fight for custody of the jars of shit?
And also, she's living with her niece. They shit more than any humans anyway.
They are human.
They are humans, but like little kids, they shit more than anything. And it's like you're going from, you know, it's like a busman's holiday.
Or catch it in a jar and sell it.
I hope she does. The advice to her is go to her niece, ask if
I do believe that might be teetering on
this
pedophilia.
This is getting real, like, well, the hey, line, look, hey, and we're hey, going. Hey, hey.
Guys, I'm a shit guy, all right? Don't try and put more stuff in there. I'm a shit man.
Okay. I'm just saying, it seems like a real easy...
Money maker?
No.
Thought that's what we're talking about.
So he just had a good, successful side hustle, and she left him for it.
I mean,
story
yeah.
Story on Bloomberg, she's really. She's definitely the asshole.
An entrepreneur's dream.
Couldn't accept, yeah, that's right.
Anytime. Is this why you wanted to do the holding hands? You wanted to...
All right, are we summoning demons or...
What is happening?
All right, that'll do. Thank you very much.
No, Matt's still waking up.
I had the best seat in the fucking house.
I was trying to process what Abby said.
Was that remotely usable? Any of that?